old, old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program number 233 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years here, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. When President Bill Killian began classes in the old Thomas Motor Building, operating as Henderson County Technical Institute in September 1970, there were about 50 students entered in curriculum classes. President David Sink now boasts 1,602 curriculum students at Blue Ridge Community College. More coming up. There are now 58 community colleges or technical schools in North Carolina. And here in Western North Carolina, there are Asheville-Buckham Tech, the Blue Ridge Community College, Haywood Tech in Waynesville, Southwestern in Silva, and Tri-County in Murphy. There are no colleges or technical schools in Clay, Graham, Macon, Swain, Polk, or Yancey counties, and while Transylvania can proudly boast of Brevard College, a private school, public students are served by a branch of Blue Ridge. When the decision was made to add classes in buildings in the Brevard area, trustees quickly changed the name of the school in October of 1970 to Blue Ridge Technical Institute. When the legislature began drawing up plans for an entire system of technical schools, they were envisioning primarily facilities where trades and technical skills were taught, beyond the level of vocational training in the public school system. There was no oracle on that committee in the legislature which would foresee that in certain counties, continuing education students would outnumber curriculum enrollment as it has done at Blue Ridge. As we pointed out, 1,602 students are in the curriculum program currently, leading to a degree or training recognition, and yet there are 3,200 continuing ed students, more than twice the number of curriculum students. This fall, in 1996, 48 curriculum programs were offered at Blue Ridge, 250 continuing education courses, workshops, seminars, or programs are offered. And the trustees, seeing this tremendous utilization of the facility by the community, and particularly retirees in the area, then changed the name from Technical Institute to Community College, Blue Ridge Community College. I don't believe even Bill Killian would have thought back in 1970 when he opened the doors to that temporary make-do facility on Church Street that this school, as constituted on that date, would ever grow to a level of 4,802 students with 377 full and part-time staff people active in 10 campus buildings valued at more than $13 million. For any new or expanding plant showing a need for job training for their facilities, the industry only needs show enough new jobs would be created to pay for a whole program for that industry. Because Blue Ridge is heavily weighted toward the continuing education program, the college boasts one of the largest staffs of part-time or special services faculty of any college in the state. 260 part-time faculty members are employed in any given academic year. And Henderson County, boasting of the largest retirement populations in the state, can offer faculty members with superlative and authoritative backgrounds. While statewide, the community college system boasts an enrollment in excess of 600,000 students, current President David Sink is quick to point out that the quality of education at Blue Ridge, well, just to cite some shining examples, Robbie Kirtley, USA Today, All-USA two-year college academic first-team scholar, who now works as a nurse at the Henderson County Health Department. Judy Sloan, an Ada Comstock scholar and Phi Beta Kappa at Smith. Teresa Dixon Metcalf, one of the top five graduates at Western Carolina University, now working with the National Climatic Data Center. Outstanding public school teachers, including Kathy Stevens Young and Helen Owen, both named Henderson County Teachers of the Year. Small business owners and corporate employees, including Russell Presley, controller at Hunter Chevrolet, Larry Pace with Pace Computer Service, Greg Gosnell with Gosnell Body Shop, Rebecca McCall, specialist in international pricing and customer service at General Electric, Jessica McMinn, Miss North Carolina USA, who recently transferred to UNCA in Asheville. And as we told you about last week, Carol Edwards-Bozier, who became a nationally famous model. These were all former students of Blue Ridge College. Yes, prior to 1970, you either went off to a college, usually a substantial distance from home, or you found a job somewhere working only as a learner, or you left town to find an opportunity. With the foresight of the North Carolina General Assembly back in the early 60s and with the dedicated efforts of community leaders who have from the beginning supported the concept of filling that gap between high school and the working world or to larger colleges, this county today boasts of Blue Ridge Community College with more full-time and part-time students enrolled today, listen, than were enrolled when I first walked up the steps to the South Building at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in the fall of 1942. Another memory of this seventh child lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.